vegetables that are raised in the garden.
That's fine.
Well, tomatoes, turnip greens, onions, beets, carrots, whole beans, any kind of beans, squash.
All right. Did you ever hear all of these referred to as truck?
Oh, yes. And a farmer who has a farm and raises that kind of thing, vegetables, you call him a truck farmer.
Yes, now I'm wondering if that is that he's raising them to sell. Would you call it truck if it were only for your family's use?
No, I don't think so.
It would be truck if it were to be a larger amount to
I think
be sold.
So.
All right. And all of these would be grown in a vegetable
garden.
I think that covered you up. It's grown in a vegetable. All of these vegetables are grown in a vegetable
garden.
All right. Coarsely ground corn that is prepared using lye is
hominy.
Do you ever hear it called lye hominy?
Mm-hmm.
Which would be more likely?
Well, I just say hominy.
All right. If it's ground up finer than hominy, it becomes
grits.
All right. Would that be what you think of?
Mm-hmm.
All right. There is a cereal that is eaten a good deal in the South, and we sometimes serve things on a bed of it. It's a coming grains. This is. It's white. A cereal, form of cereal.
With things served on it?
Yes, for example, a Creole dish may be served on a bed of
rice.
That's what I'm thinking of. Do you know any terms for cheap whiskey? I mentioned this to you before.
Corn liquor.
Huh?
Home brew.
Now, is that whiskey or beer?
I think it depends on what you make it out of.
I see.
If it's corn, it's whiskey. Moonshine.
All right. Anything else that comes to mind? If you have pancakes, you may pour something over them.
Syrup.
Right. Have you ever heard the terms long sweetening and short sweetening?
Oh, yes.
Now, what does that refer to?
That substitutes for sugar.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about those, because I don't know.
Well, during the war, for instance, the Civil War, sugar was just practically impossible. So they sweetened everything with molasses. That's long sweetening.
Then what's short sweetening?
Sugar.
Sugar? Is that right? My goodness. Do they ever call syrup short sweetening? Or would syrup?
Well, I've always heard it called long sweetening.
Now, so molasses and syrup would be the long sweetening.
Uh-huh.
Are molasses and syrup different?
Not necessarily. Of course, you could have maple syrup. You'd never say maple molasses.
Mm-hmm.
Molasses is usually made of sugar cane and sometimes sorghum, which makes it cheaper. A cheaper molasses.
What is cane syrup?
Sugar cane.
Would this be molasses?
Uh-huh.
Cane syrup and molasses are the same thing.
Mm-hmm. You grind the sugar cane, let the juice run out, and then you boil it and boil it and boil it till it gets thick and a lot of the water boils out, and that's molasses.
Which is thick?
Which is thick?
Molasses. Which is thicker?
Molasses. Thicker than what?
Well, I mean, the syrup or molasses is one of those.
To me, they're one and the same.
Oh, I see. So there wouldn't be any difference in the thickness.
Just depends on what you want to call it.
All right. You might put jam on your bread, or you might put
jelly.
All